So we're having a huge store-wide sale. That's right, folks. If you've been thinking of getting a stove, insert, or fireplace, now is the time to get one. We have lots of inventories, and it all needs to go quickly. We have wood, gas, pellet units, and they are priced to sell. We have burn models up to 40% off. We also have fireplace screens, grates, steamers, gloves, and other hearth accessories all on sale to move. Don't miss the great opportunity to get items at a great price while supplies last. Stove and Spa Center is closing our doors, so don't miss this incredible store-wide deals. All sales are final and must take possession of product within 10 days of purchase. Come see all the items available to put into your home. Stove and Spa Center, 7485 El Camino Real, Atascadero, between Curbrill and Morrill Roads, open Tuesday through Saturday.
The Friends of the NRA Banquet Auction and Fundraising Event is Saturday, March 7th. Unique silent auction items, custom knives, a new assortment of firearms, and ladies' items like shooting accessories, jewelry, and more. Family-friendly event, there's a kids' table and play area. The Friends of the NRA Banquet and Auction, Saturday, March 7th at the Paso Robles Event Center, 805-423-8278, or go to thefriendsofnra.org.
The following is brought to you by G. Weeman Construction, general contractor, specializing in winery and commercial construction. G. Weeman Construction, building America.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Wednesday, March 4th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
Joint Paso Robles City Council and Airport Commission meeting tonight. Slo County Airport launches new navigation app to enhance accessibility. Details of these and other stories coming up. Mostly cloudy early, then partly cloudy. Highs in the upper 60s. It's 49 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Berlager Excavation, serving the Central Coast for 28 years. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
KPRL News is brought to you by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. The Paso Robles City Council and Airport Commission will be holding a joint meeting tonight at 6 in the Norris Room at Centennial Park. The meeting's purpose is to discuss an FAA commercial spaceport license for the municipal airport. Obtaining a spaceport license was part of the city's goals in previous fiscal years to diversify the local economy and attract higher-paying head-of-household jobs. The FAA has informed the city that its airport master plan must be updated prior to submitting an application for a Part 420 commercial spaceport license. Updating the master plan began in March 2025, and the city estimated it would take about 18 months to complete. Parallel to this, the city has been using the technology corridor, allowing for test sites for rocket and jet engine propulsion systems in a remote area near the airport in partnership with universities such as Cal Poly San Luis Obispo. The City Council and Airport Commission will receive an update on the process for acquiring a spaceport license and discuss the next steps in its efforts to complete an application in tonight's meeting. The San Luis Obispo County Airport announced the launch of Good Maps, an advanced indoor navigation platform designed to enhance the travel experience and terminal navigation for SBP. A release from the airport says that the platform can assist travelers with low vision or blindness with audio guidance and visual directions for deaf or hard of hearing travelers. Accessibility is an essential part of the travel experience, said Supervisor Don Ortiz-Legg. Courtney Johnson, director of airports, said, quote, because the system operates without additional hardware or energy-intensive infrastructure, it aligns with our sustainability goals while improving the overall passenger experience. Templeton Historical Museum to host Some Like It Hot fundraiser. I'll have that and other stories coming up. Cape Hurrell News Time is 6:10.
I recently had the best visit with Peter Lussier at Hearing Aid Specialist. He fixed my hearing aid, gave me an efficient hearing test, and adjusted my hearing aids using computer software. I've had my hearing aids for several years. I never felt they were working properly until Peter fixed the issues. The clarity and volume are wonderful now.
If you have hearing aids or need a hearing aid evaluation, call Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast, 805-460-7385. 805-460-7385.
KBRL News continues at 6:11. The Templeton Historical Museum Society will be hosting its annual Some Like It Hot fundraising event Saturday, March 14th from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Activities for the day include the annual chili competition, a vintage silent auction, and ranch branding in honor of local cattle ranchers. If you own a ranch brand, you're encouraged to bring it to burn your mark on Templeton history. Or for just $25, you can create and burn your own brand. Chili tastings are just $1 a taste, featuring the best of Templeton's home cooks. For more information on each event, you can go to templetonmuseum.com. Capital Projects engineer Ditas Esperanza gave a presentation last night at Passerable City Council meeting on upcoming projects. The first was the Phase 2 of Creston Road, which will include a roundabout at Rolling Hills. The last project for the upcoming pedestrian improvements was Riverside Avenue from 17th to 21st Street.
So Riverside from 17th to 21st is also on the list using the supplemental sales tax. But this time we're going to bifurcate the project. We will start with the curb ramp upgrades and sidewalk repairs. And we will structure the bid documents so that they must be done and out of the way before the mid-state fair. And then next year, we will start the road repairs, and then they must finish before the mid-state fair.
And here's Ditas on Creston Road.
And I'm pleased to announce that the bid docs were just finished today between Vicky and I. So we are poised and ready to advertise for bids on March 12th. And bids are due April 23rd. And if all the bids are good and the apparent low bidder is a responsible and responsive bid, we will be ready to bring it to you for approval at your meeting in May. And then we would be ready to be in construction soon after school is out for the summer.
In sports for the NBA yesterday, the Lakers beat the Pelicans 110-101, the Suns over the Kings 114-103, the Spurs beat the 76ers 131-91, the Magic over the Wizards 126-109. Tonight, the Clippers will face the Pacers, the Hawks will go against the Bucks, the Jazz will face the 76ers, the Hornets will go against the Celtics. In California news, the leader of California's Democratic Party, Rusty Hicks, called for candidates in the gubernatorial race who do not have a viable path to the general election to drop out. Hicks said that the lengthy list of candidates could risk locking out any Democrat from the November ballot, and that the possibility could lower turnout in the state for races that are critical for Democrats. Governor Gavin Newsom announced on Monday that he may take funding from counties that he said are underperforming when it comes to using Care Court. Care Court is a program launched in 2023 that uses courts to get people into mental health treatment. Newsom specifically called out 10 counties, including Monterey and Fresno counties. A teacher of over 20 years in a San Francisco high school has been placed on indefinite leave after allegations of sexist and fat-shaming questions came to light. Algebra 1 teacher Tom Chan had questions on his quiz, such as calculating the amount of money you would need to spend on a Valentine's date with a girl based on their weight. The teacher has been described by some students as well-liked and who wanted to make math fun. Local news was sponsored by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. Cape Hurrell News Time is 6:14.
Hi, everybody. It's time for your Land and Livestock Report. You're on the Ag Information Network. I'm Russell Nemitz. Well, according to our friends at DTN, farmers will likely see higher diesel prices as they move into this spring's planting season. With the U.S. attacks on Iran and Tehran's retaliatory strikes against the Middle East. Now, some early indications also suggest that farmers who haven't locked in their nitrogen supplies could also see higher prices. President Trump said on Monday, airstrikes against Iran could last 4 or 5 weeks or even longer. Now, analysts began to quickly dissect the impacts, with shipping companies suspending operations through the Strait of Hormuz. Keep in mind, about 180 million metric tons of fertilizers are consumed each year, and Forbes says roughly 55 to 60 million metric tons of urea move through international seaborne trade annually alone. And the Middle East accounts for approximately 40 to 50% of that traded volume, and nearly all of those exports have to travel through the Strait of Hormuz, which I just mentioned. So not exactly the best news for America's farmers.
Hi, this is Jim Felton of Felton Angus here in Racetrack, Montana. I'm inviting everyone to attend our 53rd annual production sale March 13th at the ranch. If you're looking for bulls that are long, thick, growthy, pap tested, and are good-footed country covering rascals, we would like to talk to you. We offer free nationwide delivery and $500 bull bucks to anyone making a purchase. Check us out at feltonangus.com or give us a call at 406-220-1177, and the sale will be broadcast live on Superior and DV Auction.
Grounded from Helena is a powerful adjuvant that can take your herbicide application to the next level. It reduces AI loss from UV light and off-target movement while improving deposition and absorption. All to help you unleash precision in every spray application. Spray smarter with Grounded from Helena. Always follow label instructions and check registration before use. Contact your Helena representative to learn more.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Russell Nimitz.
When it comes to selling your home in the North County, one agent can only do so much.
That's why we show up as a team.
I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Karen Peek.
And we're the Peek team.
And equal partners in every sale.
Pricing, marketing, negotiations.
We both do it all.
Two professionals reviewing every detail.
Two voices advocating for you at every step.
We tag team the work.
So nothing gets missed.
One mission.
Sell your home with minimized headaches.
We're the Peek team.
At Peek Realty.
And we work together for you.
Thinking about selling your home in North County? Reach the Peek team at Peek Realty. Just Google Peek Realty, that's P-E-E-K Realty. The Peek team at Peek Realty live wonderfully on the Central Coast.
DRE number 0219-9910.
KPRL News continues at 6:18. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, bringing you truly high-speed internet faster than satellite and DSL with no data limits. 805-995-4181. Improving pumping efficiency can significantly cut irrigation energy costs. Charles Burt, Professor Emeritus at California Polytechnic State University, San Luis Obispo, said in a recent Ag Alert article. Burt said pumps often operate inefficiently due to wear or mismatched flow and pressure conditions. Cleaning wells and reducing drawdown can lower total pressure requirements and energy use per acre foot pumped. In new drip systems, reducing discharge pressure from 40 to 45 pounds per square inch to about 25 PSI can cut booster pump power costs nearly in half. However, in existing systems, pressure reductions won't save energy unless the pump matches the new requirements. Variable frequency drives can improve control, but should meet high efficiency standards. Farmers should always maintain adequate pressure to protect irrigation uniformity and crop performance. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast. 805-995-4181 or visit ranchwifi.com. Traffic report brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Wednesday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. Weather sponsored by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. Mostly cloudy skies this morning, then mostly sunny for the afternoon. Highs in the upper 60s, north-northwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Clear to partly cloudy skies tonight with low 40s, north-northwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Sunny skies tomorrow with highs in the upper 60s, north-northwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Extended forecast is sunny Friday, mostly sunny on Saturday, sunny on Sunday and Monday, mostly sunny Tuesday, and sunny on Wednesday. Upper 60s Friday, low 70s Saturday, upper 70s Sunday, low 70s Monday, mid 70s on Tuesday, and 76 a week from today. Currently, it is 49 degrees and cloudy in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. KPRL News Time is 6:21.
Valley Fresh Market, the great new grocery store in Atascadero, is listening to the people in the North County. They have been dropping prices every day, and there's more to come. As you stroll through the store, try a complimentary taste of the coffee that they roast and grind daily in their store. The bakery makes wonderful fresh cookies, pies, and so much more in their in-house combi oven. The Valley Fresh Market Deli is your one-stop shop for feeding the family while you're busy. Self-serve cooked meatloaf, chicken, prairie pork, and Creekstone tri-tip. The salad bar is loaded with wonderful soups and fresh salad items, as well as hot food like the orange chicken. They even have homemade pizza dough in their pizzas. The meat department grinds their own burger and sirloin and house-made chorizo. And they are getting more and more organic foods all of the time to keep you healthy. Valley Fresh Market is family-owned and operated. Look for the suggestion boxes to let them know what you need. The freshest food from local people.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Taylor Riggs, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Crude oil futures moderated and stock futures turned higher after Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent said the U.S. may offer support for oil trade in the Gulf. The administration is also saying it might escort tankers through the Strait of Hormuz, a major shipping lane. Bessent says the administration's 15% global tariff will likely begin sometime this week, and the tariffs will last for 150 days. There is an encouraging reading on the job market. Job creation by private employers bounced back last month. Payroll processing company ADP says private sector employment increased by 63,000 in February, and pay is up 4.5% for the year. The report's not considered a preview of the monthly employment report, which will be released on Friday. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Coselda, invested in you.
Most investments today feel like second jobs. Real estate? You're a landlord. Stocks? You're a day trader. Crypto? You're a full-time researcher. You've got a life to live. Your investment should help you live it. That's why more Americans are choosing gold. Noble Gold has helped thousands protect their future with real physical gold. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com to get your free wealth protection kit. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
This is Billy Gallant with your locally owned and operated H&R Block office. As local accountants retire, many taxpayers are left wondering where to turn. H&R Block is ready when you need a trusted expert. With experienced tax professionals, your local H&R Block delivers reliable help year after year, no matter how the tax laws change. You'll get knowledgeable service, clear pricing, and flexible options to file. So if your old tax preparer is stepping away, step confidently into tax season with H&R Block. Trusted expertise that's here to stay. Call your local H&R Block office today to make an appointment.
Burlogger Excavation has been serving the Central Coast for over 28 years, and they specialize in bulldozer work for ranch and rural landowners. Call Burlogger if you need roads graded, fire breaks, or have erosion issues. Whether you need springtime disking, clearing, or general bulldozer work, they have the machines to tackle the job. Call or text 805-674-5141 or find them on the Creston Sawmill Burlogger Excavation Facebook page. Elite Roadshow Buyers is returning to Paso Robles at the History Museum located downtown for 3 days only. Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, March 9th, 10th, and 11th. And to Morro Bay at the Veterans Memorial Hall for 2 days only. Thursday and Friday, March 12th and 13th. Call 760-783-5483 to book your appointment. Phones are answered 7 days a week. Meet the team of buyers, including three seen on TV's Antiques Roadshow, all with decades of elite experience to offer you the best price for your heirlooms. They're buying a wide range of fine items like gold and silver jewelry, watches, coins, sterling silver, oil paintings, even antique firearms, historical items, advertising memorabilia, and more. Visit the website EliteRoadshowBuyers.com for more details. Don't miss this free event to receive purchase offers with immediate payment. Call 760-783-5483 today. That's 760-78-ELITE.
CNC Tree Service, locally owned by Randall and Shannon Clegg for 38 years. Tree removal, trimming, cabling, corrective pruning, stump grinding, brush and road clearance. They have the equipment for any residential or commercial job. If you want instant shade with mature trees, they have the only spade truck in the area to plant or move your large trees. CNC has moved oaks, manzanita, olives, palms, pepper, and various others. Licensed and insured, member of the International Society of Arboriculture. Call 805-434-0914.
Email into the studio, Kevin at kprl.com. Freedom of speech. Brought to you by Tatchy Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore. It's the perfect Central Valley staycation. 238-5775, which you can text 238-KPRL to join us on this, I think it's Wednesday, on The Right Choice, KPRL. And we're getting ready to go here. Just do a little thing here. And that's my man.
Hey, pretty baby, are you ready for me? Yeah, you good rockin' daddy down from Tennessee. I'm just that off and about from San Antonio with the radio blasting.
The Morning Exchange. KPRL.
Alrighty, coming up this afternoon, sound off. This had to be rescheduled, but Brad Pulowski from the Paso Robles School District will be on with you and Karen discussing the general obligation bond. And so have at it this afternoon here on The Right Choice. Chris.
Yes.
You looked over at me.
Yeah, I saw you chuckling. It was hard to keep a straight face after that.
But you knew I was going to be looking over there, right?
Yep.
Could you please come back with me? And because when I, you know, you're doing things here, you're getting ready, and my ears puckered up, so to speak.
Yep.
Can you please repeat at least some of that story that you knew that I was going to look over in the other room at?
Sure. So By the way,
I'm surprised you didn't break up laughing when you looked over and saw me.
I almost did. I was struggling. But anyway, Algebra 1 teacher at a high school in San Francisco is being placed on indefinite leave after some questions on one of the math quizzes he gave the parents did not like. Why summarized one of them, but here is the exact wording. The amount of money you need to spend on a date varies inversely by how much they weigh. A typical girl that weighs 120 pounds will cost you $55. And then it wants you to derive an equation of how much you need to spend based on the weight of your date for a Valentine's Day.
Okay.
That's one of the questions.
And the parents were upset with that.
Yes.
Hmm. Okay, well, never heard anything like, well, I shouldn't say I've never heard anything, but from the school. I suppose I would just throw this out. Does it make sense?
Are you asking me or in general?
Well, I could be asking you, or in general, does it make sense? I mean, wasn't there a time, I don't think it happened, but large people getting onto airplanes that take up more than one seat, they would be charged additionally. So, at the end of the day, it gets down to the person who's, you know, asking somebody out on a date. But I think it's, I guess, because of my sick sense of humor, I kind of get a chuckle out of stuff like that.
But I kind of thought it was funny, too. Is it my kind of joke I would make? No, but I understand what he's doing. And the kids, again in the story, seem to like him. because he wants to, you know, make these word problems a little bit funny.
It's funny you should say that. I had a conversation with somebody, when was it? Monday, about whether it's a preacher or a school teacher or whomever. People that have a little bit of a personality tend to keep the attention of people. Now, there are exceptions. However, but if we look back at school, and I'm not talking they're up there, you know, doing a comedy or anything like that. But generally, people who just know how to deliver, they tend to keep the attention of people and so forth and so on. So, the end of the day, I suppose you can say, well, the kids like them and they have attention, and they may say, well, maybe that does make a little sense. Maybe insulting to some. I would like to know the situation with the parents on what their siblings look like, if that's why they are enraged or ticked off about it. But that would be one of the many reasons why I can never be a teacher in school, because I think that's pretty funny.
There's a few other questions on the test as well that are cited that don't have anything to do with math, but I'm willing to bet that those are on there just to, like, make a kid kind of chuckle and, you know, not stress out as much, if that makes sense.
Right, but even if something like that, it's, if you look beyond, you could say, well, he's making a point and he's reaching the kids through that avenue that maybe not so academia, but he's making a point, or at least making him think about it, to, you know, from his way. So he's adding his personality. He's suspended, not fired, right?
He's indefinite leave. There we go.
Okay, so what does that mean? Let me see. I'll have to come back in a week or two after he meets with 75 people at the school who are all experts on how to teach and sensitivity training, and he'll have to issue an apology, which he will do to keep his job, and will be absolutely the most unsincere thing that he'll ever say, or maybe he'll give an apology with his sense of humor, which I would love to see or read. So, bottom line, the kids like him. Although that's not always, you know, I realize that some kids may like teachers just simply because they like them, but they may not be good teachers. So anyway, that's,
well, he's been there for 20 years, so hopefully he knows a thing or two about teaching kids math.
Okay. Well, okay, yeah, math teacher, because that's not the most, shall we say, entertaining subject.
No, not at all.
Nope, but if the kids are doing well and he's getting their attention, that may be half the battle. So anyway, good luck to him. Thank God he's got 20 years in. All right. That just made my day. I thought
it was kind of silly, but I said, you know what? I think someone can get a good laugh out of this.
What school is that?
It doesn't specify the school. It just says one in San Francisco. Let me scroll down and see if I can find it.
Oh, San Francisco. That may explain some of the parents being upset.
Lowell High School.
I never heard of it. Hi, good morning.
If I heard Chris right, he never called anybody fat. He just talked about weight. It could be somebody who weighs 115 pounds.
Well,
maybe only 100.
You heard me right, but that was just one question I gave. And another question, he more directly says the fat kid from last time wouldn't be quiet about the candy I was eating in front of him, so I punted him in the air.
Okay. Now, that one might be a little more offensive. But come on, you know, he might have worded it wrong, but he's getting the kids involved.
Well,
bring up those scores.
Okay, so here's the question. Do fat people exist?
Well, let's see, what is it? Body positive people exist.
Is that the new name for it?
I think they went through a trend. You know how they go up and down with trends or wording, you know, the dictionary changes every 2 years. So, you know, they say the word fat can be offensive, I've been through my fat time.
Okay, so then what? How should we refer to somebody who has more skin than the rest of us, or more body weight than the rest of us? This should not proportion to their body size or height.
As a friend of mine once said, I heard him crack me up. He says it's the same amount of Play-Doh, just in a different container. You know, obese, I don't know. I mean, growing up, we called each, called kids fat.
Well, when you get
I got to be a little bit sensitive, I guess. I understand that.
I think when you get into obese, that's, you know, on a medical of, I forget what the weight standards are. But if you said overweight, or would you say, if you referred to somebody as chunky or chubby?
Overeater?
How about a lard ass?
There you go.
Now, I mean...
Now, where do you go from there?
Even with my checkered past of putting my foot in my mouth, I don't think I ever directly or deliberately called somebody fat. I don't think, I can't remember, because, you know, again, when you go back in the era, you know, the kids we hung around with, we were in shape kids. There was only one, and his name was Greg Beal. And he wasn't fat. He was just a little chubby. Now, he probably grew up and looked like a Greek god. I don't know whatever happened to him, but I don't remember specifically. Now, I may have referred to some people like that. Well, I know I have. You know, whether I'm on TV watching a commercial or something like that, or driving, those type of things, thinking it, but not. I don't think I've ever done it directly to someone's face.
You know, I don't believe I have either. You know what they say? Growing up, we never had, I guess you would say, fat kids, really. Like I said, we had some chubby ones, but most of the kids were grossly, you know, overweight. Now you see it, I mean, you see it all the time with kids in school and stuff.
Right. You do. I'm just trying to vision from even in high school. Because those type of kids would tend to stand out, and I can't think of anybody from our class who, you know, walking up and down hallways and classrooms and homerooms and all that, I don't remember anybody who was, shall we say, that stood out as being overweight.
Yeah. Well, different foods and different activities, everything changes.
The food and activity changes, but I mean, there are, you know, people that just, for various reasons and so forth. I know that Lee in back there, Kentucky, is listening. Lee, if you can email me and let me know if we had any lard asses in our classes, except except you guys, because they were offensive linemen. So Lee and those guys were offensive linemen.
Yeah, you had to have them guys.
Yeah, matter of fact, I think a couple of them deliberately wanted to have some bellies because they make them look bigger. But they were in shape.
Well, back there, wasn't drinking age, you start at 14 to get the beer belly?
Well, that's only from the legal side. You can pretty much, if you went to some of the, shall we say, outer areas. Matter of fact, I'd be willing to bet, because most of the counties in Kentucky are dry. And this is kind of facetious, but I'd be willing to bet that most of those dry counties probably have a higher proportion of people who drink regularly than the other counties.
That's where the term beer run came in, right?
Well, beer run and a whole bunch of other things, because you can get it at a better price than you could at the store. And, of course, there's a lot of homegrown stuff there as well, which I've told before that I would never touch that stuff again. But people get used to it and so forth and so on. But anyway, so I don't know what the term is. I'm just, you know, of all the things going on in the world, I really want to find out what happens to this teacher.
Yeah, like I say, we've kind of gotten off the beaten path. You know, I don't think he should be fired or anything, but, you know, give him a couple weeks off. Say, hey, you can't do that. You know, have fun with your students, but change your terminology a bit.
Okay, so he's going to change the terminology because a couple of parents got ticked, were upset. Now, the parents are upset. I'd like to know why they're upset. I'd be more upset because my kid has a potential for diabetes and a heart attack.
Some people, they just don't find anything to be upset over. You know, they're so sensitive. You know, they're, I guess the term is triggered so easy.
Well,
it gets ridiculous.
All right. He'll probably change. Oh, by the way, Chris, what grade level is this?
This is, I believe, ninth grade, because this is Algebra 1, and I'm 90% certain I took Algebra 1. No, I took Algebra 1 in eighth grade, so it's probably ninth grade.
Okay. All right, well, we'll have to see what other words he'll have to be told to use if he does have his job.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, you guys have a great day.
Thanks, bye. Let's see here. Kevin, Lowell is the most prestigious public high school in San Francisco. Very strict admission standards to get in. Well, I don't have weight standards. So
I actually want to weigh in one more thing about this. I really don't mind this at all, like the teacher having a sense of humor, but thinking about it a little bit more, I can understand that high school is a particularly sensitive time for some kids, and especially being made fun of for their weight. Now, I'm not saying we have to cater to them or anything like that. I do think that having a healthy lifestyle is ideal, but you know, I think there's different ways the teacher can make fun word problems without poking fun at fat kids if there are any at school. Because that's kind of like punching down. Does that make sense?
No, it does. I wonder if of course, I don't want to compare a person, the teacher, with the other students on what may take place as they're walking down the hallway or after school or something like that. All right, here's an alternative word. You can call them fluffy. Okay.
Either way, I don't think the guy needed to be placed on leave after this. I feel like an administrator could have probably pulled him aside and said, hey, we got some concerns from parents about this. Do you mind toning it down a little bit? Okay, sure. The end.
Well, yeah, you would think so. However, you don't know what the parents maybe there were threats.
Right.
Which, if you talk to people in education nowadays, as a matter of fact, I think Kenny alluded to it on this walkout when kids didn't have permission, parents were not so concerned about their kids doing this, but they were upset that they may get in trouble. So you have a different mindset now with parents because their kids can never be offended, they can never have their feelings hurt, and their kids never do anything wrong. That's become somewhat prevalent now. So, anyway, we'll see. Again, he doesn't have a GoFundMe account or anything, does he?
It's not listed here, so I don't think so.
Okay. Give him a couple of bucks. Hey, keep up the good work. All right. Let's see. What else did we have here? All right. I'm going up here. Where is it? Let me see. Oh, okay. Another one is Big Boned. All right.
I heard that one from South Park.
Okay. Big Boned.
Yes.
Yep. Let me see. Your date will cost you 50 cents a pound. Maybe the airlines could change it. $1 a pound to fly you around. Heavier people take more fuel to move. Well, Chris, you just experienced that, didn't you?
Sort of.
Because of the weight, right?
Yes. Although I don't recall the people who were voluntold to get off the plane looked particularly hefty.
Well, that may have to do with when they probably checked in or got their flight or something like that.
I almost guarantee it was, because I vaguely recall them saying something about going in order of who checked in last.
Mm-hmm. All right, that's it. Let's see here. How about, this is on the text, how about pleasantly plump? That's PC, isn't it? It's pretty clever. Let's see here. My father-in-law says the person is on the thicker side of thin. Another one. Let's see here. I can't get this one. It's somebody put it on. Anyway, folks, keep getting creative, because this is just, again,
it's a good chuckle.
Yeah. Everything going on in the world, and this is what generates.
Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage in Atascadero, voted the best mortgage company in the North County. The Templeton Historical Museum Society will be hosting its annual Some Like It Hot fundraising event Saturday, March 14th from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Activities include the annual chili competition, vintage silent auction, and ranch branding in honor of local cattle ranchers. Chili tastings are just $1 a taste. For more information on each event, you can visit templetonmuseum.com. San Luis Obispo County Airport announced the launch of Good Maps, an advanced indoor navigation platform designed to enhance the travel experience and terminal navigation for SBP. A release from SBP cites how the platform can assist travelers with low vision or blindness, or the deaf and hard of hearing. Details of these and other stories coming up. Clouds this morning, then mostly sunny, highs in the upper 60s, it's 47 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage of Atascadero. Ready to help you with conventional FHA, VA, or reverse mortgage. Call 805-466-3598.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs. Everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Sue Guzman. Iran continuing to come under heavy fire from Israel. The IDF says it flattened a building where Iran's assembly was selecting a successor to the Ayatollah, who passed away in airstrikes this weekend. Texas state legislator James Tallarico, the projected winner in the Democratic Senate primary in Texas, defeating Congresswoman Jasmine Crockett. Crockett, a progressive and vocal critic of President Trump, accusing the GOP of election meddling.
Unfortunately, this is what Republicans like to do. And so they specifically targeted Dallas County, and I think we all know why.
Tallarico will face off against the winner of the Republican Party primary runoff between longtime incumbent Senator John Cornyn and Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton. America's listening to Fox News.
Whether you are filing taxes as an individual or business, we recommend Nick Medeiros on Morro Road in Atascadero. Nick, what is the best way to set up an appointment?
The absolute easiest way is to give us a call at the office. It's 805-466-7249, and you're going to get one of three of our amazing staff to answer the phone and just lay out, you know, who you are, what you've got going on, and you need to make an appointment, and they'll find a slot that fits your schedule, and we'll be able to take care of you.
How many CPAs in your office?
There's three of us, and it's been that way for at least 4 years now. There's myself, there's Oscar Espinoza, and Esther Said, and we've got all history together. I mean, pushing back almost 20 years together of when we were young. But yeah, no, we're here and available to take care of folks and answer as many questions as possible.
Thank you, Nick. Call 805-466-7249 to make your appointment with Nick, Oscar, or Esten.
When you're ready to protect your home or office, JV Roofing is your best choice. JV Roofing has over 20 years of roofing experience, and you can count on them to show up. Whether it's a clay tile roof, metal, PVC, TPO, or shingles, they have you covered. And they're also certified in West Coast decks. Check out the website at jvroofingca.com or call them for a free estimate today. JV Roofing, family owned, licensed, and bonded. 805-674-1383.
Are you experiencing cold or allergy symptoms, or are you looking for a new multivitamin or probiotic? If you are looking for a way to jumpstart your day, we are the store for you. Our knowledgeable and friendly staff can help get you on track for healthier, happier living. The Natural Alternative, open 7 days a week, located at 1213 Pine Street, downtown Paso Robles. Stop in or order online today.
All righty, the Red Scooter Deli, they've been serving you fresh food for over 16 years. And they have that nice patio seating and also ample parking. Easy in and easy out, as I like to say. They're right next to the pet department there on 711 6th Street. And if you use promo code KPRL, you'll get a $5 discount. So you can order online, redscooterdeli.com, or call them 805-237-1780. And remember, they're open daily 6:30 to 4. Time for sports, brought to you by the Mattress Specialist.
Tuesday was tag day in the NFL, with franchise tags issued, or not, to potential free agents. Four players were tagged. Jets running back Breece Hall, joining Cowboys receiver George Pickens and Falcons tight end Kyle Pitts, while the Colts gave their transition tag to quarterback Daniel Jones while he recovers from an Achilles injury. No tag for Super Bowl MVP Kenneth Walker, the Seahawks running back, Bengals defensive end Trey Hendrickson, Ravens center Tyler Linderbaum, and others can all sign as free agents starting next week. The Cardinals also told quarterback Kyler Murray they will release him next week. On the hardwood, the Cavaliers tripped the Pistons 113-109. That allowed the Thunder to move back into the NBA's top spot with a 116-108 win over the Bulls, which had just snapped an 11-game losing streak on Sunday. Spurs slammed the Sixers 131-91 to get back on track after their 11-game win streak ended Sunday. Coach Mitch Johnson.
Our defensive pressure and activity was at a really good level, and then we passed the ball and played with each other and made each other better.
The longest current winning run belongs to the Hornets. It's five in a row after buzzing the Mavericks. Heat melted the Nets. That's nine straight L's for Brooklyn. College hoops, number five Florida flattened Mississippi State. Top 10 upsets, number nine Nebraska never led at UCLA, while 10th-ranked Texas Tech lost at home to TCU. Meantime, number 19 Miami of Ohio ran their record to 30-0, beating Toledo 74-72. NHL, the Avalanche crushed the Ducks 5-1. Nathan McKinnon with an assist to ensure his fourth straight 100-point season. Stars kept pace, fanning the Flames 6-1 for their 10th win in a row. That's a new franchise record. That's Wednesday Sports.
Sports was brought to you by the Mattress Specialist. Sleep tight each and every night, 13th and Riverside and Paso Robles. It's 7.5 minutes away from 7.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Michael's Optical, offering quality glasses and frames from infants to adults. Okay, the usual. Some clouds early, then sunshine, highs in the upper 60s. Clear to partly cloudy tonight. Overnight lows in the low 40s. Then we'll have sun, upper 60s again on your Thursday. Heading out to Friday, upper 60s, low 70s Saturday. Sunday, we should be in the upper 70s, low 70s Monday. Tuesday, low 70s. Then week from today, mid-70s sunshine. Today's UV index will be 6 up and down, 6:30 a.m., 6:01 p.m., and we're at 48 degrees. Weather was brought to you by the good folks at Michael's Optical. They've been there serving you proudly since 1979. All right, let's check it out here. It says it's 6.5 minutes away from 7 o'clock.
Who let the dogs out?
Who let the dogs out?
Hoot, 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 hoot.
The world-famous pet alert is brought to you by Uncle Ed's in Atascadero. Go to atascaderogunshop.com. Let's see here. As we check in to see what animals may be out there in the highways and byways and get them where they need to be. However, that is not the case today because it looks like everybody is safe and sound at home. However, Chris, we do have some time.
Oh boy, I've gotten so much rest, I don't know if I can do this.
Or you remember how to.
Right.
Okay, so, speaking of dating, on your news report there, if added together, humans spend about how many weeks of their lives kissing? I don't know how they figure this out, but it's probably a government-funded job. So if added together, humans spend about how many weeks of their life kissy-facing?
10.
10 weeks.
10 weeks.
Boy, you didn't even have to think about that too much.
Is it a good answer?
No. And I, let's see. I'll give you one more shot. Now, obviously, there's no description here or anything like that. It just says about how many, you know, their lifetime, and they don't go into lifetime, or what do they consider a kiss? Is that a little peck on the cheek, or are we talking full throttle?
Right. I'm trying to, like, consider that as well, but I assume most of the time it's just a little peck, which only lasts like a few seconds, but you got to count the other ones too. So that's why I guessed a decent number, but what am I? Am I way too high or way too low in this case?
You're way too high.
Okay, let's go with two then.
All right, it's 2 weeks.
All right.
Okay, so you're back. If added together, humans spend about 2 weeks of their lifetimes kissy-facing, or kissing, as you say there. All right, if you lose one or find one, give us a call here at the station Monday through Fridays, 238-123. You know what, also, I'd like to see that broken down into cultures. No, I'm serious. Anyway, world-famous pet alert brought to you by Uncle Ed's in Atascadero. Okay, now we get to serious trivia. And trivia is brought to you by Joe's Place, Pass Robles in Templeton, and the One Niner Diner. You're qualifying for a gift certificate. Contest rules do apply. They are on file. All right. There is this, shall we say, academy, and it's to honor individuals who have made extraordinary contributions to television in the United States of America, which, that's pretty cool. All right. Because we all watch television. Well, most of us will be someone, I don't watch that. It's called the Television Academy Hall of Fame. And the first inductees were in 1984. If you can give me either one of the first two performers, let me see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. There were 7 people inducted into the Hall of Fame. They were, I'll just call them, the 5 are pioneers. In other words, they were not performers. They were not performers, although one you might say could have been or was. But anyway, who do you think was, you know, you have a couple of choices. Who do you think the first two performers were inducted into the Television Hall of Fame back in 1964? 238-5775-238-KPRL. Obviously, they were huge. One was huge for a long, long, long time. It's male, female. One's a male, one's a female. Okay, the male, when you look, well, anyway, I look back because I read a book by Ed McMahon, of all people, who was back at the beginning of a lot of this stuff. And the person who, the other person who was part of this, although the show was well received and so forth, it really didn't last that long. But the name stood for many, many years. Hi, good morning.
Clark Gable.
No, Clark Gable, no television. Hi, good morning.
Buck Owens.
No, not Buck Owens. No, we're talking major, 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 major here. Either one, a male or a female. Oops, we're out of time. Sorry about that.
Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt, Topsoil on Armada Drive. The Paso Robles City Council and Airport Commission will be holding a joint meeting tonight at 6 in the Norris Room at Centennial Park. Tonight's meeting will discuss the next steps to applying for a spaceport license at the Paso Robles Airport Region. Capital Projects engineer Ditas Esperanza gave a presentation last night on upcoming capital projects. Ditas said that Phase 2 of Creston Road bidding is poised to be accepted by the council in May, with construction starting as school ends for the summer. Details of these and other stories coming up. Clouds this morning, then mostly sunny, highs in the upper 60s, it's 48 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil. Look for the circus wagon off the 101.
All right, the first class inducted were David Sarnoff, William Paley, Edward R. Murrow, Norman Lear, Patty Chayefsky. Then you had Uncle Milty. Uncle Milty, Milton Berle, and the one that I thought you might get, Lucille Ball. All right, 2 more hours to go. This hour brought to you by Berlager Excavation. Remember, They specialize in dozer work for rural and ranch development.
The number one choice for news. This is KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 7 o'clock.